A few hours ago, the massive 18th International AIDS Conference opened in Vienna, and one of the speakers at the opening ceremony was Professor Sharon Lewin of Melbourne's Burnet Institute, a leading AIDS researcher. Her call to action to the world's HIV/AIDS researchers was to revive the search for a cure. But the question is why we need a cure when combined drug therapy has turned HIV/AIDS into a chronic illness rather than a death sentence.
Yeah, that's true. Antiretroviral therapy has been a fabulous success story, with deaths from AIDS plummeting and people's lives being significantly prolonged. But we still have quite a few challenges with antiretroviral therapy. First is that life expectancy actually doesn't return to normal, even in the best healthcare system. So the chance of someone with HIV reaching the age of 70 is about 50% that of someone that's uninfected. There's also a whole range of other toxicities and other complications that we're now seeing in people on treatment for HIV. And it's a combination of the toxicity of the drugs, the virus itself, and an ageing population, essentially. So
these are things like cancer, heart disease, and other things.
Exactly. What we commonly call as non-AIDS morbidities, cardiovascular disease, liver disease, dementia. Complications that we have seen either emerge or not improve with antiretroviral therapy. But for me, the most pressing reason why we need to think about a cure is that it's going to be virtually unsustainable to keep people on treatment. Putting people on treatment in a country like Australia, I think, is going to be easy, but the big need for treatment is in low and middle income countries. And that's, again, been a big success story of treatment, meaning that with increased funding from the Global Fund, from US government, Gates Foundation, access to treatment's been really fabulous in low and middle income countries. About 4 million people are on treatment now, and probably about 40% of people that need treatment are on treatment. But once they're on treatment, they need treatment lifelong, and the calculations say that it's not going to be sustainable. So to keep people on treatment is going to cost something close to $35 billion by 2031, so that governments are now making some very tough decisions on what to do. Keep people who are on treatment already on their drugs for the rest of their lives, start treatment in people that are now presenting with HIV. For every 2 people that start treatment, there are 5 new infections, and also now recommendations from WHO that we need to start treatment earlier. So overall, the strategy of just giving treatment to everyone is unlikely to be sustainable.
And set against the background is that we still don't have a vaccine or even one on the horizon.
Exactly. No prospect of a successful preventative or therapeutic vaccine after billions and billions of dollars of research.
But like a vaccine, how realistic is the search for a cure? Because unlike the common cold or influenza, HIV just burrows its way into cells in the body, lives there, and digging it out is a complete nightmare.
Digging it out or getting rid of the nooks and crannies where HIV hides is going to be a challenge. But we need to understand more about where it's hiding, understand more about how it stays hidden in people on treatment, and tests and strategies to try and get rid of HIV from its hiding places. And we now have a few strategies that look quite promising, at least in the test tube. One idea is to sort of flush out the virus from these hiding places.
Well, there are drugs that you can give that really scare the virus out of cells.
Yeah, there are drugs that do exactly that, that either wake up the cell where the virus is hiding or give the cell a signal to turn on the virus. That might sound counterintuitive, like you're waking up the virus, causing it to replicate more. But by making it replicate more, you push it out of its hiding spot and kill the cell. There's a lot of interest in using certain compounds that have been used actually to treat cancer and have this exact effect on HIV that's hiding away. The drug wakes it up from its hiding spot, and then the cell itself dies, and that way you get rid of these long-term, what we call reservoirs of HIV.
And people have tried intensifying the existing treatment regime so you really hit the virus hard. People have tried bone marrow transplantation. None of that works.
Well, in fact, there is one case report of successful bone marrow transplantation. It was a case in Germany, reported in the New England last year. And although bone marrow transplantation is never going to be a realistic strategy for curing HIV, that case is very instructive because it's a case of a patient that had leukemia and required a transplantation for the leukemia. and the donor bone marrow that was given to the patient carried a mutation that made the cells resistant to HIV. So the donor had a mutation, and the recipient is now 3 years post-transplantation on no antiretroviral therapy. That is one example of seeming what's called sterilising cure, meaning no evidence of HIV in the blood or other potential sites like the gastrointestinal tract or the brain.
So in your presentation at the opening ceremony of the International AIDS Congress, Sharon, you suggested that funders and governments haven't really got their act together to focus on cure.
Yeah, I think there was an excitement about cure at the very beginning of antiretroviral therapy. In the very early years, people really thought this was going to cure HIV, and it became apparent pretty quickly that it wasn't going to be easy because of the fact that HIV hides in these secret places in patients on treatment. And then the field really concentrated on getting drugs better, and we have done that. You can now take one tablet a day compared to taking 12 or 15 tablets a day just 5 or 7 years ago. And on getting treatment into resource-poor settings, and a lot of investment on vaccine research, and we haven't been as successful in developing a vaccine. So I think sort of 14 years on from the availability of antiretroviral therapy, we're now seeing these reasons why we need a cure. And yes, the governments and funding bodies haven't kept up with that. At the moment, 50% of the Office of AIDS research budget from the NIH goes towards funding vaccines or microbicide. A fraction goes towards thinking about a cure.
So your call is better coordination and more of a focus on cure?
Yeah, I think more money, more collaboration, creating research consortia of basic scientists and clinicians to develop innovative clinical trials, better community engagement. Any trial for cure is going to be quite different to the trials that we did initially for antiretroviral therapy, because these tests for cure will be done on people who are in fact doing very well on antiretroviral therapy now. So we need better community engagement as well in designing and implementing these sort of studies.
Professor Sharon Lewin is co-director of the Centre for Virology at the Burnet Institute and director of infectious diseases at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne.